You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. Of course, you know it's my goal each and every time, my true desire to bring you from week to week tools to empower, uplift, and inspire you to be the best that you can be, and to help you take control of your life so that you understand that everything that you are experiencing is because you are creating it, consciously or not. So together we can begin to create the life that you want, consciously, awake, and aware. And so today is a very special day because, you know, a lot of times light workers always seem to have issues with money and understanding that it's a vehicle by which we can have freely and easily. And so it's really exciting today to have my guest Kimberly Sherry on, who has really mastered the balancing and helping us to really understand how the energy and frequency of money works. Kimberly has a gift and a passion for connecting world-changing women and men, by the way, to the power of their money. She has helped thousands of people over the past 15 years release their limiting hidden blocks and fears to lead more successful lives. How exciting is that? So much more to share. So I'm going to bring Kimberly on, and she can give you a little background information on who she is, how she got here, and how she can help us today. So welcome in, Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Edwige. I feel like it's such an honor to be here with all of your guests, and so thank you for bringing me on board.
You are welcome. So, you know, right out the gate, my show is all about spirituality, spiritual principles, and so forth. So, you know, we're talking about money today, but let's begin at the beginning for you, which is, how has your spiritual path been? How does it look like? And you know, where'd you get started?
Well, I tell you, it's been a rocky path. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth, that's for sure. I actually grew up in a very poor family, even though I lived in the wealthiest county in the country. And my father was often unemployed. And my mother also raised us in a religious cult, which was very suppressive and had very deep religious programming around scarcity and not having any abundance. It was considered materialistic. So it was a very challenging life. And I was also deprived of a normal childhood with no birthdays and holidays. And so even though it was a religion, it was devoid of any spirituality. And it was, I was also not allowed to go to college. So that was another disadvantage of, you know, feeling like I was getting ahead, and was also waiting for the end of the world. So there was really no vision towards the future. And it was a very challenging, you know, kind of way of life, to the point where I eventually felt so depressed in my marriage and in my life, and so trapped that I didn't see any windows or doors of opportunity. And I actually walked into a sporting goods store one day to buy a gun to end my life.
Wow.
And, you know, it was at that point that I realized, one, I couldn't do that to my children. And two, there was really so much that I wanted to explore. And instead, I really got angry. And that became a fuel for me to find an exit strategy. And from there, I left the cult. I left my abusive husband. And it's been a really long journey coming out of that. But, Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been a long journey.
But you've come out of it, and boy, oh boy, mm-hmm. now are you just this beaming bright light, right? So that was sort of like your chaos into harmony moment. It just happened to have lasted years.
Yes.
But it brought you the expansion to bring you where you are today. And so where are you today? What does it look like for Kimberly?
Today I have so many different opposing viewpoints. You know, I've spent all of this time since then. It's been probably maybe about 10, 15 years since I've been out. But I've spent the last maybe 8 years actually on the outside. And so I've made it my exploration and journey to heal my past. So I became an energy worker, an energy healer. And this has been a big part of how I've been able to heal my past. And I spent 12 years at a psychic school, which was really kind of became the cult in reverse. You know, every person that sat in front of me to get a healing became my mirror for all the places I wanted to heal. And so I went there every week for 12 years. And so now, you know, I have such an expanded view of life. And the one thing that I really was curious about and interested in was understanding, you know, why some people are so successful at making money and others just struggle endlessly. And so because of my journey through energy work and so forth, I wanted to understand the energetic mechanics of it. Because a lot of people had, you know, information about the law of attraction and, you know, and that helped me to a certain degree, but it just felt like I was still coming up against some blocks. And so I finally, through my exploration, discovered what I think are, I don't know if it's a secret, but it's certainly nothing else I had learned out there. And learning about the alignment that's necessary energetically. And so once I discovered that alignment and I was able to hold that specific way of being in a high frequency, that I manifested like $6,000, it seemed like overnight. It was just within a few days. And it's just been upward since then. You know, I wanted to see if I could duplicate that with my clients. And I had clients that were having $10,000 a month when they had always struggled in the past as well. So it's
wow, amazing.
Yeah, been awesome.
So what exactly do you do? Because it's like, okay, everyone listening now is like, huh, what? I want that secret. You called it a secret. Well, share. Do tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, I work primarily with six-figure women. And, you know, that's my bullseye. I obviously work with men as well, or women who have been six-figure and now they're struggling to get back. You know, I think the economy took a lot of people out, took me out in 2008 as well, where I filed for bankruptcy and been the Phoenix Rising. But so now, you know, I primarily help six-figure women who want to keep more of the money they make and stop worrying about losing it. Because, you know, the thing that I've become most passionate about is helping powerful women, because these are the ones who are making the big changes in the world. You know, the Dalai Lama said it's the Western woman who is going to save the world, and I believe that. And fortunately, we live in a part of the country that is much more conscious than anywhere else. And, you know, there's a lot of powerful women here and, you know, everywhere there's powerful women. Mm-hmm. And so those are the people that I'm most passionate about helping, because they know how to tap into that power. And the more powerful women that I can help, they can do their work and make big changes.
Wow, that's amazing. But again, you know me, of course I have the show, and so I know the listeners. What about those who may not have six-figure? Is there help for everyone?
There is help for everyone.
Okay.
And so, you know, I've made it my mission to help everyone. And so there is a way for everyone to find a way to be helped.
Okay.
And so on my website, which we'll be sharing with you later,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've been making some videos, free videos, for the past year and a half, 2 years, that teach a lot of the things that I do with my clients in private and in on a one-to-one basis. And if you can master what I'm teaching there, it's a lot of the same principles. So, you know, it's kind of like dental floss, which is great for keeping gingivitis away.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But you have to use it, you know? So these are all valuable tools. Don't let the fact that it's free, you know, diminish its importance and its power, because there's a lot of people that are making changes by using these free videos. So that's
beautiful.
The place to start. Yeah.
And that's wonderful. Yeah, that's actually really, really kind of you to offer that. So now we know what you do, right? You help these women,
yes.
powerful women. But, okay, I'm confused. So how do you do that?
Well, here's what I've discovered.
Okay.
Is that, you know, people, these powerful women that are making big changes in the world, they often are working way too hard to enjoy their money and struggling way too much. And people in general, I think, are just working way too hard. You know, there's still this paradigm that you have to work hard to get ahead, to make money. And I certainly believe that. That was certainly ingrained in me, and part of my money story growing up is that you have to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've discovered is that if you can learn how to effectively manage the energy of your money, that then you can shift all of this so that you're not working hard and you don't have to burn out. And so this is what I help people do, is I help them manage the energy of their money.
Wow. Can you give us one little tidbit on how you manage the energy of your money?
Well, we all, I'm assuming your audience is a very conscious audience, and, you know, learning to be more conscious, that they are aware of the fact that everything has energy. We are all vibrational fields, and that includes money.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I do is I work with Dr. David Hawkins' scale that he outlined in his book, Power versus Force. And so that's the scale that I use when I'm working with my clients. And one of the things that I do is I have a gift of being able to measure the vibrational frequency of a lot of things. Now, in that book, he only used one number for just about everything to measure the vibrational frequency, which is, he considered, was your human consciousness, and it measured your awareness. And it's also a way of measuring truth. So the scale goes from 0 to 1,000. And, you know, you hear a lot of people out there saying, well, raise your frequency, raise your vibration. But how can you raise your vibration if, one, you don't know if it's low, you don't know where you're at? It's kind of like saying, well, lose weight, but, you know, I don't know how much I need to lose. I don't know where I'm at. So what do? You step on the scale, and you find it exactly. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we use numbers for everything. Our eyesight, how fast we're driving, you know, blood pressure. And that's what's helpful in letting us know exactly where we are. So that's the advantage of being able to get a measurement for where exactly you are, so that you can know if you need to raise it, if what you're doing is raising your vibrational frequency, because it's in these higher frequencies that you're going to feel better. So you asked, this is a long way to answer your question, like, what do you do to raise your frequency? So I kind of divide it up into two things. There's things you can eliminate and things you can add. So the things that you eliminate are the things that have a low vibrational frequency. You know,
okay.
what you surround yourself with is going to help you keep your vibrational frequency high. So one of the first things and easiest things is to stop hanging out with people that have a low vibrational frequency.
Now, sometimes not so easy, but sometimes okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're married to one or you're in a partnership with one, that's a challenge, no doubt about it. But oftentimes, you know, we have friends and acquaintances that we know are whiners and complainers and have nothing positive to say, and all that does is it brings our frequency down because we start to match their vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way is avoiding people with a low vibration. Avoiding the news is a very easy way. Everybody can do that.
Absolutely.
News,
I haven't watched the news in good years. Yeah.
Yes. Same here. And especially before you go to bed. Do not watch the news before you go to bed. You know, I say eliminate your TV. That's me. but, you know, certainly be so selective about what you feed your mind, because that's actually one of the things that I measure is the vibration of your mind. You know, if you have a high vibrational frequency in your mind, then you're going to be, you know, having positive thoughts. You start to see things in a completely different way than the whiners and the complainers.
You know, so, your program is really, really so thorough. Would you share with us all of the areas, if you can, the areas
yeah.
that you measure? Because for everyone listening, I actually did a session with you. And I'll have
yeah.
to say it was an amazing experience. So just share with the audience all of the different things that are measurable. First of all, that's
yes.
just genius.
Yeah. Well, and first, thank you for allowing me to be one of the few. I know you're very selective, so I consider that an honor. But when I'm working with clients, I'll say and, not but. when I'm working with clients, there's five basic things that I measure. So one is the vibrational frequency of your mind. This gives me an idea of the kinds of thoughts that you're thinking, because it's really our thoughts that create our reality. So we want to have a high vibrational frequency so that we can create a high vibrational life. So that's number one. Number two is the vibration of your spirit. And so when I say spirit, I'm talking about how you feel. So when someone says, I'm feeling low in spirits today, that's the vibrational frequency that I'm talking about. And the next thing that I measure is the vibration of your body. Now, you know, anything can be measured. So you can break the body down into different systems and organs. But I take an overall reading of the body. This gives me an idea of how much tension you're holding in your body. The next thing that I measure is the vibration of your wealth. Now, wealth is like how much you can have, your havingness. And there's people that can have a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of friends, a wealth of shoes. I love shoes.
I love shoes. Handbags.
and you can still have not enough money. And so that's the fifth thing that I measure is the vibration of your money. So when you have a high vibrational frequency to your money, then it starts to flow easier. You start to attract more money. You start to attract clients with a high vibration, which means they can pay you. Isn't that important?
Hello, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, that we can have clients that will pay us and that, you know, really take our work seriously and are taking full responsibility for what they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also one other measurement that I like to take. It's not so much a frequency, but it's the percentage that your heart chakra or heart space is open. So when you're leading your life with an open heart, it's easier to interact with people. It's easier for you to have communications with people. They can hear what you have to say. You know, everything gets easier when you are interacting with people with an open heart and vice versa. You become much more magnetic.
Beautiful.
So those are the basic things that I measure.
So now my question to you then would be, okay, so we said that we have to raise our vibration, our frequency. So by avoiding the news and doing all those things to raise our vibration, is it in effect raising all aspects of our vibration, the body, mind, spirit, wealth, money? Is it raising all of those things when we avoid the news and we think positive thoughts? Can we affect everything, or are we just working on the mind and spirit?
Yes, it depends. It depends. So what I discovered is most people, you know, that I will initially meet, especially in the spiritual community, that are, you know, doing the news fast and the TV fast, and they're avoiding low vibrational things, they have a high mind vibration. They have a high spirit vibration. They often have a high body vibration because they take care of their body and eat well. They eat high vibrational foods, and they may even have a high wealth vibration, but they often will still have a low money vibration. And so it's can be a big challenge to get to the money, the money frequency. It's been the hardest ones that I discovered to finally raise that vibration.
Wow, very, very interesting. And, I mean, we could go into the reasons why, of course, because we're talking about spiritual people, right? And so lifetimes of persecution, lifetimes of the vows of poverty, lifetimes of all of these things that made us think money was a bad thing. So, yeah, you have your work cut out for you.
Yes, I do.
Indeed. So what's your money story?
Well, you know, I did mention that I did grow up in a very poor family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mother did ingrain in me, however, you know, those principles of hard work. And so that's been, you know, I thought of saving grace. But there was a lot of lack and scarcity. That's been at the heart of my money story. Growing up on welfare, having hand-me-downs, you know, there were five children in our family, and I was at the bottom of the ladder, so I got all the hand-me-downs. And, you know, those are some of the hardest things to release is this scarcity and lack mindsets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're talking about some of the reasons why we have some of these things, a lot of it has to do with our mindsets, our beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so there's, you know, a whole system that I have as I go through working with my private clients that help them to release these old money stories, whether it's current in this lifetime, whether it's past life, you know, it doesn't really matter. And one of the most interesting things that I've discovered is, you know, because I've been working as a healer for the last 15, 16 years, is much more recently, in the past few years, I've had a gift of being able to release spirit guides that people have outgrown. But what I've discovered in the last few years is that the kinds of spirit guides I've been releasing have been with people for many, many, many lifetimes. You know, before it was maybe just a few years, five, 6 or so years. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting into 10, 20, 30, 40 lifetimes that these spirit guides have been working with people. And I think it's really significant in that it's showing the degree of the evolution that man is on. And we have really, on a steep trajectory. And so I think it's interesting that I've been attracting more and more healers and really deep conscious light workers and coaches who are geared towards helping other people. So then the work that I'm doing becomes amplified. And
absolutely.
So that's been really amazing.
Well, I know, when you did the session on me, yes, we had a beautiful, beautiful guide. She was with me 30 lifetimes.
Yeah.
So I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, but it's time. They no longer need to protect us in their own way. We have wings now. We can fly.
Yes, yes. Well, and what's interesting, when we cleared that thing, I think this was with you, that we found one underneath that had been diminished by this guide. Was that with you? Maybe it was with someone else.
I don't think so, but interesting. Yeah. Well, no, maybe
else.
It was, so because there was another one that was there 5 years. Was that the other one?
That was one we took out.
Okay.
But often what I found this with myself, and I've been finding this with other people, is that once we've taken out these very, powerful beings that really overshadow so much, that there's other guides underneath that have been waiting to be uncovered. And so this happened with me, that I found guides that were waiting to work with me on a whole different level. And so now the kinds of spirit guides that I'm working with, I work with about 30. In fact, you introduced me to three more. I had a session with you, which was very powerful. So it's been interesting that the kinds of spirit guides that I'm working with now are much more geared towards manifesting in ease and being a magnet instead of chasing.
Absolutely.
Things are coming to us instead of us having to chase and work hard to find these things.
Well, and what's going on, we've shifted, right? And as we're leaving
Absolutely.
The old timeline and moving towards the golden age, everything is with ease because we are divine beings. And as divine beings, it's our God right to live with joy, ease, harmony, balance, order. And so as you do the work to clear things that no longer serve your best and highest good, you find that you step into your power and that things just come to you with amazing ease, almost to the point of having to pinch yourself. It's like, did that really just happen?
I've been doing that myself this past weekend.
Yes. It's like, oh, my goodness, let me go back to my email. Oh, my gosh, there's more.
I know. And, that's not always the case initially with everyone. I'll say that as a precautionary note, is that, the brave do the work that we're doing. We really are brave souls, because it's not always a straight path towards joy and bliss and, ease. Before the shoot comes out of the earth, it pushes up dirt first. Mm-hmm. And so this is where often people get discouraged, is when their world as they know it starts to fall apart. And as you and I know, it's really falling together, but it doesn't always feel that way initially. And so, I really want to just encourage people that whatever difficulty they're experiencing right now, that it's really the universe conspiring for them. And just to keep, pointing your eyes towards the sun and towards the light, and it will get easier and easier.
That's so true, and sometimes the most difficult thing to do, right? But isn't it always darkest before the light, before the dawn? And so it really is to remember that everything you're experiencing, regardless of how it's appearing, truly is a gift. Truly is, there's something in it for you, some lesson, something that if you get it and move you know, past it, it gets better and better and easier and easier. Spiritual work, as they call it, it's work. It's not always the easiest thing to face your shadows.
Right, right.
Yeah, so just amazing. Now, you mentioned earlier that you've traveled to Amazon. I am envious. Tell me about, and you know, and yeah, please tell me about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I once I got out of the religion and out of my marriage, it was like, woohoo. I really wanted to explore so much because my life had been so contracted for so long. And I spent a lot of time visiting sacred sites. I've been to Tibet and Machu Picchu a couple of times. And one of my most recent trips, well, this is actually 2.5 years ago by now, but was deep into the Amazon jungle working with the Shipibo shamans and working with their master plant teacher, ayahuasca. Mm. And this was such a life-changing trip for me. But, you know, I was listening to a call. I had been feeling called to participate with the ayahuasca and work with ayahuasca. It is their master plant teacher. And I had been following the Children of the Sun Foundation on, well, for about a year, a little over a year.
I love them, by the way. Absolutely
amazing. They are
amazing,
doing amazing work.
Yes.
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 Truly connected all over the planet, doing amazing healing work. And so I had been following them for about a year, and they put out a call for 12 healers and light workers to go on this expedition into the Amazon. And they were going to be opening a portal of light, and we were going to be avatars for something amazing. And so anyway, I filled out my application, and I had no idea that it was going to be such a big thing. There were over 150 applications, and so I was one of 12 chosen. And so I felt very honored to be able, first of all, to even go there. And so on this journey, which was, you know, there's no electricity there, there's no running water, it's very primitive. And to be able to work with this master plant teacher and some of their other plant medicines, while I was there, I had a download of information in one of those journeys. And there was a seed planted in my core. And in the ceremony, this is where all the information was being downloaded. And I didn't know what was being downloaded. I just knew there was something.
Mm-hmm.
And through all the tears and everything, I remember I kept promising, I promise I'll do whatever you ask, you know.
Yes.
And I knew it had to do with my healing work, and with my original intention when I went there was to be a clearer channel for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I left there, I was blessed, and there is a picture that was taken right after the shaman did his final blessing. And there's a picture of it on my Facebook page where there's this huge orb sitting in front of my face. And that is the spirit guide, the protection guide that was sent with me from the Amazon. And when I came back home, I realized that I started to know things that I didn't know that I knew. And I asked my guide, you know, well, how long is this going to happen? How long mm-hmm. is this going to go on for? And they said 3 years. So it's been about 2.5 years now. And I believe that part of the information that I've been given that's helped me to expand on Dr. David Hawkins' work and his book, Power Versus Force, that has been some of the information I received in the Amazon.
Wonderful.
Was the expansion of what he pioneered. So So who knows what's going to continue to unfold? I just keep staying open.
Well, you know, and it's so amazing, you know a little bit of my story, and I tell you, just when you think, okay, is that it? I got it now. Another piece to the puzzle shows up.
Yes.
It's ever expanding, and it's just so awesome to be ever present and aware when it shows up. It's such a blessing. Such a blessing. So now, what makes your energy work different than other energy healers?
Well, you know, I think a big piece is the information that I've been given that I was just talking about. You know, I hear a lot about, you know, raise your energy, raise your vibration, and there's a lot of people that talk about working with helping you to raise your vibration, but I have not found anyone yet that can measure your vibrational frequency and
yes.
tell you exactly where you're at. And also, I use it to know if what I'm doing when I'm working with clients one-to-one, if what I just did was effective. You know, we're healers. We all have our different modalities and so forth, and we might see results in what we're working because the client feels better.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, there's more that can be done. So in the first hour that, you know, I'm working with a client, so within minutes they're going to feel the relief. But I know that the changes that are going to be so powerful because I bring each client up to this highest frequency of 1,000 in all of those places I mentioned that I measure. So you can't help but feel great. But I know they're going to feel great because I can measure it.
So is that permanent, or do they have to continue to work at it, or is there any chance that it will go back down? Once a guide is gone, the guide is gone. So if that's the case
yeah.
that brought something down and the guide is gone, you don't have that anymore. So do you just
right.
have to continue to keep your frequency up?
Yes, it becomes an ongoing process. It's just like cleaning your house. You know, you have the house cleaners come in and, you know, it'd be nice if it stayed like that, but you have one party and it was like, oh, my God. So, you know, you get clear and raise your high vibration, and then you spend the weekend with your family, and oh, no, you know, your vibrational frequency is low again. But it's a lot like, you know, taking a new path. The first time you go down that path, you're going to bushwhack your way with a machete and clear in the debris. But you start going down that path over and over, and day by day, it starts becoming a well-worn path.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you look back at that other path, and it's unrecognizable. And so that's what happens with learning how to keep your vibrational frequency high, is it needs to become a practice. And so it really works well with people who already have an established practice of a daily meditation, or they have some way of managing their energy in their life. And so all I do is give you some tools to add to that,
mm-hmm.
that you can start raising your own frequency.
Wonderful.
And, yeah. Did you have a question?
My mind's like, okay, where are we?
Yeah.
So what kind of transformation then can people expect when they work with you?
Well, you know, often before people even meet with me, I send them some information to help them get clearer. And this will help them get clearer about what they desire to create. So that's the first thing, is people get clarity. And oftentimes just this process alone starts to create manifestations. I had a client just the other day who sent me, first she sent it back, the information I sent her. She sent it back saying, wow, that was amazing. Then the next day she told me that she had this miracle with her husband. And then a couple days later she said, you know, I just sold my first coaching package in 3 months. And so she was already creating miracles before we even spoke together.
That's
what can happen before we even meet. But within minutes of a first session, people start to experience and feel less anxiety. They start to feel more at ease. The confusion will start to lift, and the effort, all of those kinds of things, people will start to feel a lot better.
Wow.
And then, you know, I mentioned in that first hour of working together with clients that I bring that vibrational frequency all the way up to 1,000. So when that frequency is at 1,000, that's when you start experiencing that joy and inner peace. And that's going to translate into could be sleeping better at night. It could be having better conversations with people. Your creative energy might start to flow. Having less arguments about money. Clients start showing up. So those kinds of things can start to happen right away. And the body tension also, your body starts to relax because you're not holding so much. So you might start having less tension headaches, or body aches will start to disappear.
Wow, pretty amazing. So are there any tips that you can give our audience right now to help, any main tips, whether it be about raising the vibration or just anything that you can think of that would help?
Well, you know, I did mention a few of the things that you can eliminate that helps to bring your vibration up. There's also other things like high vibrational foods. So if you do not know how to douse or muscle test, I highly suggest that people learn how to do at least that. That is a great way of finding out what's in resonance with your body. So dousing will give a positive, it will turn in a positive direction if it's a high vibration for you. It will turn in a negative or an opposite direction if it's a low vibration. So just doing that can really help. And if you know how to muscle test, only eat foods that keep that. I like to use my arm just to test sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And eating foods that have a high vibration. So if your muscle goes weak when you test it, don't eat those foods. That means that overall you're weakening your body. So that's a couple tips. And, you know, eating high vibrational foods, avoid negative stimulating environments like noise pollution. And soothing music or positively stimulating music. Muscle test for all of it.
Fascinating. So, yeah, the responsibility of raising your vibration is on you. So
exactly.
Do the work. And there's so many benefits to doing
hard.
That. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And raising your vibration and frequency is so vitally important to your awakening. You know, as I share with the when I tell the story of how my light body moved into me, if I was in a high enough vibration, I wouldn't be able to hold my light body now.
Exactly.
Which is another important thing in this whole process. Now,
I was just going to say, you know, the awakening, you just said a really important clue for people. People who are trying to wake up or who are wanting to get more conscious, that's where it exists, is in the high vibration.
Absolutely.
So when you get raised to this highest frequency, that's where you start getting ahas. And you know, you start thinking things in a completely different way because you start to wake up. It's fascinating.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So now how do you work with people? I know you're in California, so do they have to come to you, or how does that work?
I work both locally. Of course, the people who are local have the biggest advantage because they can, you know, experience my really powerful hands-on body work, and I do some transformational breath work. So the local people definitely have an advantage. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I also do remote and long-distance work. So that's the majority of my clients. We can work over Skype. We can work over the phone. And, of course, you know, energy is not contained to anything local. So
exactly.
It's very powerful work, even if you're not local.
Wonderful. So share with me just some more about the healing work that you do, because I know you measure and you work with the currency. I love how you explain currency. And if you would explain currency for us, because I think that's just fascinating. explain currency, and then I'll go to another thing I just can't popped in.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, money does have a vibration, and it is, it's just another vehicle. It's another vehicle for us to channel our gifts and our light, and it's become a very powerful tool. You know, people who say money is not important usually don't have any. And I was very offended the first time I heard T. Harv Eker say that, but at the time I didn't have any money. So, but money is a powerful tool to help us to not only create the life that we would like, and we are certainly entitled to enjoying life to our fullest possibilities. And if we have the wherewithal to create more money, then we should do that, because the more money you have, the more changes you can make.
Mm-hmm.
So money doesn't give you power, but it does amplify your power. And as you know, the most the people with the most money right now at the top of the food chain, they also have very dark energetic power. And so this is all the more reason why people, you need to wake up to being more conscious with your money and becoming connected to your money and power, so that we can collectively start to create the changes that are needed to, decapitate, if it were, this ugly beast.
Exactly. So having money right now is extremely important. You know what? Let's just go into a little bit about how we are to treat money. So many people complain that they don't have it, and if you go into their handbag, their bills are crumpled up. And so really, really detail how one should respect and treat money, because doesn't money have feelings? It's energy, and it wants to be loved. It wants to be around, more than just to pay a bill. It wants to have fun with you. So really, let's go into that for a minute, because people don't understand that.
Yes, I would love to. You know, you need to treat money like a lover. This is what I say. You know, when your bills come to the door, do you throw it in the corner and ignore it and, you know, wish and feel begrudgingly about your bills? That's part of your money. You need to have a welcoming place to put your bills as they come in the door, and so that I believe in creating a money date, so that I do it every week. I have a time and space where I meet together with my money, and we have a great conversation, and we look at the numbers. We get conscious about the numbers. We balance the checkbook. I have fun. And the more that you can connect with your money in a loving way and an appreciative way, when those bills come in the door, instead of going, oh, my God, here's another bill, is no. You should thank that bill for what you were able to buy with it, what you were able to accomplish with it. And, you know, when you're working with your money and you do an exchange, you pay for something, whether it's cash or whatever, that you are helping the person that you're giving that money to expand their life. And so send a blessing with it. You don't have to say it out loud, but, you know, send some heart love with the love that you're channeling through that money, so that their life can be blessed by your money as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, empty your wallet out and, you know, take all those receipts out, put it in that nice little box along with your bills, that loving place that you have for your money to exist until you can get to it at your money date.
Absolutely.
And really create a place so that your money wants to come back and visit with you and hang out with you, because you're telling the universe, you know, my universe, I know how to take care of my money, and it's going to give you more to take care of because you know how to be a good steward and you know how to have a good, healthy relationship with your money.
So true. I have a beautiful mirrored box on my desk. The lid is all beaded, and that's where my bills go. And it's so pretty, and I open it up. It has a tab, and I'm like, okay, there are the bills. Which ones will I take care of this week? Okay. And as I write the checks, I bless the check. I hold it, and I say, as it goes out, I know that it returns to me. I always say a millionfold. I like that idea.
Yep, absolutely.
You know? And so that's the energy that we need to have with our money. It's a healthy energy. And so let's give out your contact information, because we actually are out of time. So I want to make sure that everyone can reach you. Yes.
Well, good. The easiest way to get to me is through my website, which is my name, KimberlySherry.com. So it's KimberlySherry, S as in Sam, HERRY.com. And I wanted to give a little gift for all of the listeners that are listening in today. You can go onto my website at any time and sign up for an hour complimentary money breakthrough assessment. I'll tell you exactly what your numbers are and help you get some clarity about what it is you want to create, uncover your hidden blocks that are sabotaging you, so that you can create what you want to create. So that hour, complimentary hour, is available to everyone. But what I wanted to offer for the first 5 people that sign up for that by midnight tonight, tonight is the 27th, so by midnight tonight, the first 5 people, I'm also going to gift a workbook. It's my Dream Architect workbook. It's a $29 value, but it's really worth way more than that because you can use it year after year. It's my signature system on how to create what I feel are the most powerful vision boards on the planet. So the first 5 who schedule a session will receive one of those workbooks as a gift.
Okay, can I have one too?
Yes!
Oh, thank you! Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
You know, I create whole workshops around this workbook, and so it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way. And we just came off the new moon, so a new moon is a great time to plant some seeds, so get on it, people.
Amen. Yes, I wrote up my list last night. It's like, okay, let's go meditate now.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kimberly. What a joy. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. The pleasure's been mine.
Thanks. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.